The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com, the internet's only 24-hour, 7-day-a-week network with news that you can use. And in this segment, we're bringing back a very, very special guest. He is the CEO, the founder of Deep Sentinel. Now, if you're wondering what Deep Sentinel is, if you've been listening to this network, you've heard the interviews with David Selinger. He's been on the network with us before, and we needed to get an update from him. Now, I'm a big proponent of his system. These are cameras that basically, it's a security system with live security guards. And you're probably thinking, live security guards? What in the world is he talking about as far as live security guards go? Well, we're going to talk about all that and so much more with David right now on this segment. David, top of the day to you. How are you?
Evan, so good to be alive. I'm doing really well. 2023 was a strong year for me and for us. And it's neat to get to be looking towards a new year and looking towards it with a lot of optimism.
Definitely. So I want to dive right into the conversation with you because there's so much to talk about. Tell me, what makes Deep Sentinel unique when it comes to home security? Because your security system is so much different than the others, where you have live guards on duty 24/7.
That's right, Evan. I mean, I think you nailed it. One of the things that it's hard to convey. What does that mean? What does that mean? I think I get that every time. Like, doesn't my alarm system have live guards on it? What's different about Deep Sentinel? And I think the best way to talk about Deep Sentinel and its differences is in the context of just a really simple narrative. Somebody walks up to the outside of your house and we have cameras, and that's the centerpiece of our system. It runs AI in those cameras. And instead of those cameras sending an alert to you, it sends the video feed in real time to live, highly trained security guards whose job it is to interpret that video feed in real time to intervene using two-way audio sirens and stop crimes before they actually get started. And we talk about this as being prevention. Deep Sentinel's number one differentiator we talk about is we stop crime. So somebody comes to your house planning on breaking in, they can hear, this is Deep Sentinel security, get away, the police are on their way. And the most important message about that is it's at the time and the police are actually on the way, because we call the police in real time, tell them, hey, I've got a white guy with a hoodie on and mask, and he's trying to break into this house. I need you to send officers immediately. And they do.
It's really amazing because the technology, and I've had people that come over to my home before. And what's very neat about this is the guards learn also your everyday habits. They learn when you leave in the morning, like I do when I get up and head out the door at 4:30 in the morning. They know to expect an alert Monday through Friday at 4:30 in the morning, or when I'm coming home, or when my wife leaves, or when my son leaves to go to school. They learn your daily routine, which is very unique about that. And when they see who it is, they recognize who it is, they leave it alone. But when somebody different comes to that door, like let's say a salesman or a solicitor or whatever it may be, and they don't recognize that person, they're going to intervene and they're going to ask, excuse me, do you know the owner of the property? And they'll converse with that person to make sure that they have every right to be on that property.
Evan, that's exactly right. In fact, law enforcement has a term for that, which is verifying. And so we will verify the person's identity, verify their intent, verify that they're supposed to be there, and make sure that if they're not, that we're able to respond accordingly. And that's at the heart of what we do. One of the other things that you mentioned that I really loved was you talked about kind of the pattern recognition. One of the things that I know is really hot right now in people's mind is AI and machine learning.
Definitely.
And what people have generally thought about with security cameras, oh, you're going to do facial recognition, you're going to do this. But really the key to our business is not just those kind of basic tools of machine learning, but doing the patterns. Our customer benefits from us having these guards watching the feeds, because not only do we analyze what's happening on the feeds, we analyze how our best guards respond to that. So we have an AI model that replicates what we expect the guards to do. that helps us make sure that not only are we kind of identifying what's on the video feed, but we're also ensuring that we're delivering a massively scalable, massively high quality service, even putting people in the middle of that system. And so that you touched on one of the most neat topics about what we're doing in AI that nobody else is even thinking about.
Now, your guards, they just don't sit at home with fluffy shoes on and their feet up behind a computer monitor. They're in a high-tech type of center with literally gosh knows how many screens are on the wall, and they can monitor every single thing that comes in from each home. So if there's something that goes off, it automatically, boom, pops up on their screen, and they can interact within seconds, can't they?
Yeah, so that's exactly right. Unlike most kind of security companies, we're a software company. We're technology first. My background's in machine learning for the last, 25, 30 years now. And so where we have invested all of our R&D budget is really in that backend process. What happens after a camera gets triggered? That's really where we shine. How do we get that quickly to an AI? How do we get the AI to predict whether this is a criminal activity? Or like you said, you just getting up in the morning like you do every weekday at 4:30 mm-hmm. in the morning. How do we tell the difference between those things? And then how do we direct a guard to respond in seconds? And that seconds piece
right.
is the other piece that's so important.
It's very critical. It's very crucial, isn't it?
It's black and white, honestly, right? Like the difference between responding to somebody who's in the process of breaking in and hasn't yet kind of gotten into the home or into the business versus responding 5 minutes later or 20 minutes later, it's night and day, you know, and police officers, that's why the term crime in progress exists, is because if it's a crime in progress, that means police officers can respond in time. They can stop damage from occurring. And from the psychology of a criminal, this is kind of the interesting one that a lot of people don't think about. We think about the psychology of criminals a lot. If I haven't yet committed a huge crime, then I'm less committed to moving forward. Oh my gosh, somebody caught me. I'm just gonna turn around and walk away. And in fact, that's what we see about 99% of the time. They'll see the camera, they'll see that maybe it's recording, but as soon as they hear that human voice saying, mm-hmm. this is Deep Sentinel Security, stop what you're doing, 99% of people turn around and walk away.
Yeah, they're gonna run. They're gonna run like a bat out of you know what. Now, this whole security system that you guys have through Deep Sentinel, it's a 1, 2, 3 process. Step number one, the cameras detect, correct?
Yep, that's right.
That's all they do.
Step one, the cameras detect. Step two, the AI analyzes. And then step three is that's when the guards kind of become involved.
Yeah, it's real simple. Step two, the guards engage. They, like David said, they analyze, they figure out what's going on. And then step three, if they think there's a threat, bam, police are called. And within minutes, sometimes even seconds, depending on if there's a unit in the area, police are right there. And I'm sure many, many times you guys have captured many perps in the act of doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah, I've captured a lot of perps. And in fact, a couple of interesting accolades we have. I'll tell you kind of the non-personal one, then I'll share a personal story with you as well.
Okay.
So the non-personal one is we have the only professionally perpetuated arrest of a package thief. We have a couple of arrests for package thieves, and we're the only system that responds quickly enough with enough information for police to execute an arrest. We had a customer in North Carolina where, you know, there's a lot of places where the police are still having trouble kind of developing relationships with communities. And so exactly what you just said happened. We called in, we said, hey, there's a package theft at this address. They got on, they left before we were able to intervene fast enough and stop them. Here's a description of the perp. The officer was two blocks away, was able to drive towards the home, saw the perp on the sidewalk, pulled him over, grabbed the package, knocked on our customer's door. She had been in the shower. She didn't even know a package had been stolen. So the first thing she knew was the officer's handing her package back to her. The guy's in handcuffs in the back of the car. That is a perfect situation where we're literally the only system in the world that can do that for our customers. And that's a great point of pride for us as a company.
It really is. No, go ahead. Go. Please feel free.
So I have a personal one.
All right.
So I'm the CEO. I'm the founder. I started this company, 6 or 7 years ago. And about 3 months ago, in the middle of September, I had the moment that mattered for my family. which is at about 1:15 in the morning, my older daughter came running into our bedroom and she says, "Mommy, Daddy, like, wake up, wake up, wake up. The system's going off." Now, this is my older daughter. She has a little bit of anxiety, so I thought maybe she's overreacting. Not a big deal. So I walk outside and I walk up to my cameras and I wave to the guards. I say, "Hey, can I talk to you guys?" And they come over. And as they're coming over, my Apple Watch recognizes that I'm awake. And so if you don't have an Apple Watch, it has sleep mode, which
right.
quiets all the alerts. And oh my God, I about had a fit. As I'm sitting there just about to talk to the guards, my watch goes off, says, boom, there's an event on your driveway. Boom, we've intervened. Boom, we've contacted police and police are on en route. And I was like, oh my God, this is real. I need to go back inside. So the guard comes over and says, "I just want to confirm this is a real event." And they said, "Yes, absolutely. The police are on the way. There was a man armed with a crossbow on your driveway trying to break into your house."
Wow.
"He has left the property, but the police are on their way." So I ran back inside, grabbed my daughter. But I mean, like literally, first of all, weird that he had a crossbow, but literally an armed man with a weapon designed to hurt individuals
right.
with intent to break into my house. And the system did what it needed to do in the case that it was the absolute most important moment to me and my family.
Yeah, I love the system. I've been with you almost since day one. You know, I'm a big proponent of what you guys do and a big advocate of Deep Sentinel. In fact, you got go to the website, folks. It's deepsentinel.com, deepsentinel.com. You can order your own wireless camera system. We have a 3-camera system here with a hub at our home, and it's on 24/7. It never goes off. And the nice part about this is, folks, it's all battery operated. You don't have to go outside and run electrical wires. It's the easiest thing in the world to install. All you need is basically a concrete drill bit, one screw, you put the mount, you mount the camera, you pair it up with the hub, and away you go. You can have your system up and running in less than 15 minutes. That's all it took me to do. Now, if you're not handy like myself, they have licensed installers all around the country that can do this install for you too. So it's really simple. And the monthly fee, folks, I'm not even going to reveal how much it is because it's so affordable. You can't put a price on safety. And that's the most important thing is safety. You simply just can't put a price on safety. If you want to know more about what I'm talking about, it's deepsentinel.com, deepsentinel.com. David, tell me, alarm systems, they're just not enough. They're not enough at all. Why is that?
You know, it is the answer to this question is so elusive to the average person, and it is so stark. Alarm systems are, frankly, terrible. The number one issue with alarm systems is they're reactive, right? Mm-hmm. So an alarm system tends to go off somewhere between 1 and 10 minutes after someone is inside of your business or your home. If you happen to be home, that is way too late, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's your home, that is not when I want to have something happen. Number two, and maybe more important, is that alarm systems have a false alarm rate of between 90 and 99%. I'm gonna say that again, because those numbers just don't compute in the average person's head.
Right.
The false alarm rate, not the real alarm, the false alarm rate is between 90 and 99%, which means if I work at ADT as an operator, and by the way, I'm gonna call them operators, not guards, because that's—
Right, and that's all they are. That's all they are, is operators. They sit with a headset and they just call you
That's
to
right.
verify.
"Hi, this is Jenny from ADT. I have a motion alarm or a door alarm at 123 Main Street. Can you tell me anything else?" "Absolutely no, I can't tell you anything else. I'm done, hang up, done." So what did the police get from that information? They got that there was a door alarm or a motion alarm, and they got no information about the suspect, no information about the crime, no information about whether somebody's at the property and in danger. So literally the police have nothing to operate from. But the alarm company is creating the impression that this is an emergency, right? Like, that's the worst kind of thing you can have. Ask any of your friends who are police officers how useful that information is. "I'm telling you there's some emergency, but I can't tell you what it is." And by the way, historically, you know that there's a less than 10% chance that there's actually anything happening there.
Yeah.
That is literally the worst combination of situations that you can have as a police officer. Versus, again, let's compare that with my personal situation. Mm-hmm. I have a man of unknown race. He's about 6 feet tall. He has a crossbow on his back. He's riding a bicycle. It is at this address. There are three residents in the property right now, and they are afraid for their lives. That is a completely different phone call for the police.
Yeah.
And so what has happened as a consumer, and this is why I started the company, because this happened to us, was you don't realize how little a function that general security cameras or alarms bring to you until you're faced with the issue. And until you sit down with a police officer and you're like, explain why my house has been ransacked. I have 3 hours of video on my Nest cams. I have, the alarm went off 3 hours before and you guys didn't respond. Tell me why. And until you're sitting there in that situation, you don't realize there's no way the alarm was going to do anything.
Yeah.
And your camera, all that video feed of somebody wearing a hoodie and a mask, mm-hmm. there's no police department in the country that can do anything with that.
I want to touch a little bit about talk about businesses. I want to switch gears here for just a little bit, because Deep Sentinel is not only just for personal protection at home, it's also for personal protection at your business, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's a great thing. And when you joined us, we started off 100% residential.
Yeah.
We launched our business line in 2021, I think. And really, that's grown to be the centerpiece of our selling motion. Our businesses, for the most part now, I would say about 75% of our customers are our businesses now. And that's because businesses are just getting slammed. They're getting slammed with all kinds of outdoor crimes, the types of crimes that I'm describing to you that there's literally no solution for. If I own a small local bike shop, or let's say I own an electrician business and I've got three vans that all have thousands of dollars of copper in them, I don't have a solution. I could put cameras up, but those, if they don't deter someone, like I just said, they don't help the police. They don't help me. They don't help anyone. I could put an alarm system up, but that's not going to protect my vans.
Right.
And it's certainly not going to bring the police fast enough to actually protect my assets. And so these businesses, as outdoor crime has really climbed precipitously. Outdoor crime has grown at an exponential rate since about 2010. And so businesses are the main victims in those crimes. And let me just kind of jump to this, because some people say, well, actually, crime is down. You're fear-mongering. Let me tell you, number one, I do not fear-monger. I don't believe in that. Even if it gave me more business, I wouldn't do it. Period. Full stop.
Okay.
Crime outdoor is up, and I'm not telling you that to fearmonger. It's just a fact, right?
Like, right.
Think about package theft. Think about homeless trespassing. Think about all these things. And the FBI just can't track those crimes because mm-hmm. they're so prevalent. There's such a high volume of them to file police reports on them. The FBI doesn't track them. And again, I have no win in fearmongering. I will not engage in that. I refuse to do it. But that is, it's just a fact. And businesses tend to see that they bear the brunt of that. And we have businesses in every part of the country. And it doesn't matter if you're in a big city or kind of a small urban area, you're going to have problems with homelessness and meth and trespassing and vandalism and little break-ins to your parking lots, break-ins to your electrical vans. And so those guys are seeing crimes sometimes as much as twice, three times a night,
right,
of this type of crime. And so businesses have just this very pronounced need. We provide the same type of service to them as we do to the residential. We also have a wired system that we launched about 2.5 years ago. And that's just kind of a more hardcore version of the same system, same exact capabilities, just really designed for more serious situations.
And, you know, again, reverting back, I just simply love the system because it runs off battery. It can run for weeks on end until you have to change the battery, and you go into the app, you go into your settings, you look at the device manager, and it tells you how much percentage is left on each unit. And it's very simple. It's such an easy thing to do. It takes less than a minute. You take the one battery out of the hub, you put it in the camera that's got the low battery, you put the low battery in the hub, it charges right in the hub, and it's one and done. You power the camera back up, and it says connecting. And then after about 10 seconds, it'll say connected. And you know you're connected back on the network. You open up the app, and everything is there real time. So not only does it only alert when there's something going on, there's activity going on, you can also log in at any time and see real-time views of, let's say, your front door, your driveway, the back of your house, wherever you may have those cameras. You can look real-time live at a picture, what's going on over at your house. Like, for instance, let's say the neighbor calls you up and says, hey, there's a guy in a white van that's hanging out in front of your house right now, okay? And you don't have the whole complete, you know, front yard in that zone, so to speak, that you can set up for alerts. So you can log into your camera, you can look, and boom, you can see what it is, and you can watch live what's going on. It's just some of the many, many features. Now, coming up, I want to talk about what's coming up on the horizon for Deep Sentinel. Let's talk a little bit about this and give maybe even a little sneak peek of what's under the cover, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. So Evan, one thing I will mention is about 90% of our customers now have solar panels too that help out with that.
Yeah.
And that way you don't even have to change the batteries at all. Like you said, our mission is to kind of combine the best of what you would expect from a traditional camera system like a Nest or a Ring. So you get the live views, kind of the app. But the most important thing is sitting on top of that is exactly what you just said. You don't have to. You can dig in and do stuff. But most of the time, we just let the guards take care of everything for you. And that's just such a great set of peace of mind.
And you know, I've said this to you before, and I'll say it again. It's like the Ronco oven. You set it and you forget it. That's it. Yeah. That's the slogan right there.
Yeah, my wife is my hardest customer, and she hates cameras. She wants her privacy, and she literally will not live without Deep Sentinel on everywhere. Like that's nice. It is the most important thing to her. And so,
nice.
Yeah. So I'll pivot a little bit into the future. We've got a couple of really exciting things coming. Mm-hmm. And so the three things I would highlight for you right off the bat. Number one, we have our I'll give you a little sneak peek of our system called the DS2. This is our new wireless system. Okay. This is a pre-production model that I'm showing here. Our launch is scheduled for sometime in Q1 of 2024.
Okay.
This is a really exciting product. It has upgraded power management, upgraded night vision. It's got color night vision. It's got upgraded and extended motion detection range, updated AI, updated computational features. It's just it's an all around better product for our next generation of the product. Really excited to see that coming. Second thing we're doing is we're starting to work with schools. I get that question everywhere I go. Can you work with schools? And look, I want to do it, but kind of like I hope you get the sense from me. I want to do that, Habsies. We're taking the time, we're working with a couple of very, very small schools on very small scale projects to prove our value, make sure that we've got it down before we scale it out. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing that we're doing is also kind of exciting, which is as crimes kind of continue to get more intense in various situations, we're adding more preventative measures. Things like pepper spray added to the cameras,
what?
Smoke bombs, flashes. We have elevated responses. Yeah,
wow.
So, I mean, it's really kind of inspired by, you know, if we're going to do protection at schools, we want to do it fully.
You're telling me that a guard can trigger a camera to shoot pepper spray at a perp.
I am telling you that is one of the things that is in trial right now in development.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
That is the appropriate response, in my opinion, right? Like,
wow.
That's the right case for using that type of thing is making sure that it's there. It's always aware and you don't have to sit and think about it, set it and forget it.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. We've learned so much from David Selinger. He is the founder and president of Deep Sentinel. The website you want to go to is deepsentinel.com, deepsentinel.com. There is a plethora of information there, and the time is way too short. We could have done a whole entire hour on this with David, definitely. So, David, it's always my pleasure to have you on the network and educating our listeners and our consumers out there in regards to safety for your home and for your business as well. David, much success to you and your company.
Evan, thank you as always. It's a pleasure.
My pleasure. More information is coming up next right here on World Money Talk Station. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.